And we have a quotation right at the beginning from Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53 and 6. For ye were a sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. I'm sure you will know something of the story of Robert Raikes. He's known as the founder of the modern Sunday school. And he had, way back in the 18th century, as he looked around on the children about and saw their spiritual and social conditions, realized they need changed. A lot of poor, illiterate children on every side. And so he was taken with a great desire to change their circumstances. That was a time when education was really for the wealthy, so 4 out of 5 children didn't receive any education at all. Child labor would have been heavily exploited in those days too. What he thought he would do is he'd set up a Sunday school in Gloucester, and he worked tirelessly in the project, and they're receiving spiritual education as well as they're being taught in the basics of English and maths on that Sunday. And then in later years, John Charles Wesley, Methodism, they took up the same cause, and they established Sunday schools both here in the United Kingdom and then after the Revolutionary War in America, over in the States as well. The Sunday school workers came to quickly conclude one of the best ways of teaching the children is by music. It's quite a natural phenomenon by which to teach them here, provide life lessons, biblical lessons, so that they could easily remember what they were being taught. And so this particular hymn, Bring Them In, that's its foundation. It was written for Sunday school in the 1880s. A lot of people that you'll read in the internet say, author unknown. But one of the persons who's very much into the study of hymns, Kenneth Ausbeck, identifies, as others do as well, the author to be Alex Sina Thomas. Now, she'd have been well aware of the Sunday school movement. It inspired her to write this hymn, Bring Them In. Alexina Thomas was born in 1857 in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, in America. Became a teacher, later the principal of a school, died around 1910. By that stage, she had written some famous hymns, over 40 of them. Peace Be Still was one of them. Beautiful Star, Easter Bells Are Sweetly Pealing, Blessed Harvest Home, The Precious Promise, Tell the Whole World the Story, a bit of the flavor as to what she's trying to do here, and 'tis a story full of wonder. It was William Ogden, who again had served in the American Civil War, organized a male choir at that time, been taught in some of the schools there, and sat at the feet of many music masters, and he became an organist and also a hymn writer. And he took the words here that had been written by this lady, Alexina Thomas, Bring Them In, and he put the music to them. And in the first verse, we have the shepherd's aim or his purpose. He's out in the desert, calling the lambs who've gone astray. And of course, we know the shepherd, John 10, is the Lord Jesus Christ, going out into the desert to find those sheep that have strayed, Matthew 18, the verse 11 to 14. And the reason why he had to go and has to go is because, as Isaiah 53 and 6 puts it, all we like sheep have gone astray. So the aim is, go out and get those who are far away. Then in the second stanza, not only do we have, first of all, the shepherd's aim, but his assistance. And our Lord is doing what he did in the days of his flesh, still doing it today, calling a people to help him, to carry the work, to go out onto the mountains and into the valleys and find these wandering sheep. Who'll go and help this shepherd kind? Help him, the wandering lambs to find. And we know in Scripture the Lord appeals for our help. Matthew 9, for example, 36-38. And we're helping that shepherd in finding the wandering ones. How do we do it? We do it not by putting on some kind of an entertainment program, but by preaching the gospel of grace. Acts 8 and verse 4. And then the fold, bringing the lost ones into that fold, of course, is the church of our Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom of Christ, that eternal kingdom, and they're brought there for safety. John 10:15-16, Acts 2 and 47. And then in the final verse of this hymn, out in the desert, hear their cry, hark, tis the Master speaks to thee. Go find my lambs where'er they be. So we have the shepherd's appeal here. His aim, his assistance, his appeal, go find my lambs. As we have it in John 21, Peter, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. We should, like the Lord, opening line of this third verse, we should have ears that detect the cry of the lost. That's our challenge. Luke 15:4-7. Our Lord, he is the Master identified here, and we need to be following his commands. Matthew, or rather Ephesians 6 and verse 9. And one of those commands is to go and seek the sheep, and again, do it by proclaiming the gospel. Go find my lambs. There's endeavor here. There's the expenditure of energy here. There's enthusiasm and endurance here. Go find my lambs where'er they be. Are you and I putting ourselves about in the Master's business? Or are we waiting for the lambs to come bleating and crawling to our feet? Our Lord says, go find them where'er they be. And the chorus, repeated right through the hymn, bring them in from the fields of sin, bring the wandering ones to Jesus. And since it was originally written for Sunday school, there's every possibility that the initial emphasis was, go out there into those streets in your city, round up the children, bring them to Sunday school. When the hymn was first written, the final line in the chorus did not read the way it does now. Bring the wandering ones to Jesus, when originally written was, bring the little ones to Jesus. We are all lost in the darkness of sin. We know the only light of the world is Jesus Christ. We have a mission to those who have not yet obeyed the gospel of our Lord and Savior to be going whatever we have the ability and opportunity to go in order to bring them in. That's why I'm delighted that Adam and that group is going out on this mission trip to Kenya, that this other group, just coming home now, having had success, the Lord's blessing on the labors coming home from Uganda, others that we hear going out, that's good news. Good to see our young people being involved there. And we think of our pop-up clubs, all concluded now, but in the months of May and June, and then our children's mission coming up in July. All the opportunities that were taken this year in the Bible clubs, after-school clubs, in the school assemblies. Then the open airs that are ongoing in the months of July and August. And as referenced already, we had a splendid night in Ballinafoy on Monday. Very, very encouraging. And have you caught sight of any of the photographs, just to see a couple of chairs brought out and more chairs brought out and parents sitting down and children on a bit of a rug in front of us and others coming to their doors? That was a very good reception. Do you know why? Because the groundwork has been done in Ballinafoy. That's why. Because we've been praying for the work there. Because we have people on the ground who are recognized and trusted there. And it bears fruit. And we'd love to see that replicated all over Belfast. And of course, our Sunday schools, as they both restart in September, and even as the other older children from the Sandy Rose Sunday School continue to come on the Sunday evenings, have done now, even though Sunday school is over, all of that is most encouraging, and it's all part and parcel of bring them in. Back to our verse, 1 Peter 2:25, ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd. That's our mission. And that's the kind of inspiration behind the hymn. And may it be the motive force that will be generated in our hearts.